Microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2.
You are now tuned in to the 2 Cents and Nonsense podcast. I'm here with my homeboy, Matt.
What up, what up?
I am Antoine Y. Slicker. Follow us on Twitter at 2Nonsense. That's the number 2, N-O-N-C-E-N-T-S. Yes. Also, follow us on that Instagram at 2Cents. I'm sorry, I said that wrong.
Yes.
At 2Nonsense1. That's 2Nonsense and number 1. And don't forget to get into that Facebook community. Search 2Cents Nonsense in your Facebook search bar. Join the group. We'd love to have you. It's going to be a good one, man.
All right, man.
This is going to be one of those ones where we trying to piss you off.
I don't know why you want to piss me off, but whatever.
We going to talk the Grammys. We going to talk Snoop. Because we got like, it's not like a running joke on the show, but it's always Matt's coming out saying, fuck the Grammys, because Cardi B and Lil Wayne got a Grammy and Snoop don't.
Yeah.
That's typically what you say, right? So
it's not even fuck the Grammys, just like, I don't know, man. I listen to some of the shit. No. I can't even say I listen to some of the shit.
Well, you did do something that we didn't think you were going to do. You went and you listened to the Billie Eilish album.
Yes.
As she won Album of the Year this year.
Yep.
And you were thoroughly disgusted.
Yo, I thought it was like hot garbage to me.
You thought it was hot garbage.
Like, there was no emotion in the album whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't understand why people liked it. I really don't.
Well, as one of the people that liked it, because I liked the album. As I was saying to you before we got on the air, man, I thought it was, it's considered mood music. Like, it's not one of those ones where you can put this shit in and you're going to be jamming out to it or nothing. It's one of those albums where, to be honest with some people, you got to be in a specific place to really, really like that shit.
Dude. There ain't no place where I'd want to listen to that album at.
Hey, man, to each his own. But me personally, as a songwriter, as a person who sits down and really likes the composition of music, I thought it was a good project. Okay. I liked it.
Okay.
You know?
You like a lot of music. I don't, so.
I understand that. You know? But that was just me. And on today's episode, though, we are going to run through the history of the Grammys, and we're going to try to figure out, and we're going to answer the question today, why doesn't Snoop have a Grammy? But before we get into that, we're going to do some housekeeping stuff. Do we have any listener questions this week?
Of course not.
No listener questions this week. That fucking sucks.
Hey, motherfuckers don't want to participate no more.
That's fine. It's whatever. But we did have an interesting time here at the McDonald's just a little while ago. We had an interesting time at the McDonald's. Well, one, we go to the McDonald's and Matt almost busts his ass. He's like,
yo, the floor was super wet.
The floor was so wet. I almost laid that. If I ain't have on good clothes, I probably would have laid down like Ezell and fucking Friday and be like, yo, my neck and my back. just cause. That floor was mad slippery.
Yeah, it was.
But we're in the McDonald's. And over in the corner is a group of people over there. Younger cats. Couple guys, couple girls. They just fucking hanging out.
Yep, just chilling.
Not eating. Like, they ain't order no food. They just hanging out.
Nope, they took up 2 tables. And they was just chilling. Had they cell phones charging in the walls and shit. They came to McDonald's just to chill.
Who the fuck goes to McDonald's just to chill?
They went to McDonald's just to chill. Ain't order no food, nothing.
Mind you, this is the same McDonald's that ran out of chicken tenders.
No, they didn't run out. They didn't want to thaw them out.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They didn't thaw out the chicken tenders because yes, they were still frozen, mm-hmm, even though it was the end of the day.
No,
it was dinner time.
Yeah, 6 o'clock.
It was dinner time.
You ain't got no goddamn tenders.
No tenders. They got kids just hanging out, just young kids just hanging out, chilling, not ordering no food, like, trying to holler.
I don't understand how you hit your boys up, hit your girl up, like, yo, let's go chill at McDonald's. And they be all for it, because it was a gang of them.
Yeah. They was just chilling in the McDonald's, just, yeah, this is great.
And they was in it for the long haul. Like I said, they brought their phone chargers and everything plugged into the wall. like you went to McDonald's to chill.
Hollering at fat white bitches.
Like, that shit is crazy.
You know? Just hollering at fat white bitches. Ridiculous.
And they were fat, too. Talk about, I want to eat here, because by the time I get home, my food going to be cold. I can't be having that. Like, you ain't got a microwave at home to put your shit in the microwave for 30 seconds.
Hey, hold up. Niggas don't want a microwave McDonald's fries, though. Them shits be, like, nasty when you put them in the
McDonald's
microwave.
Fries is nasty, period.
You don't like McDonald's fries?
Do you ever see me eat fries from there? Ever?
Nah.
No.
Nah. Nigga, you had to talk me into actually eating from that bitch. So
I talked you to none. You said you wanted two apple pies.
So nah, I'm talking about before. Like, I never used to eat at that shit. You had to talk me into eating at that motherfucker. I'm like, all right, this nigga go here. Might as well just get some.
Well, I get certain shit. Yeah. Certain shit is really good. You know, I'm not eating everything off the menu.
Right. But not the fries. No. Not fucking with the fries.
I will never eat the fries, ever. Okay. The only fries I'm eating is Checkers.
Checkers got great fries.
Yeah, man.
Checkers and Riley's got great fries. Great fries. Bullets had great fries, too. I like Bullets.
I don't know what that is.
It's all the same. It was all the same shit.
Okay.
Who else had great fries?
I don't know. I told you, I only eat Checkers fries. Burger King's fries back in the day wasn't bad, but I haven't had Burger King in forever. Well, Burger King's fries in forever, so.
Popeyes got good fries.
Yo, fuck Popeyes.
You don't like Popeyes?
Nah, man. It's too expensive for no reason. For no reason.
It is rather expensive up here.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A got good fries. Chick-fil-A got good fries.
I've never had Chick-fil-A.
Their waffle fries are great. It's great. And chicken nugget. The chicken nuggets from anything chicken from Chick-fil-A is amazing.
It better be amazing.
It's, it's in the name.
Your whole restaurant is based on chicken, so.
It's in the name. We are looking, because we missed them last episode, we are looking to see if Jason's going to be able to call in. Might not happen, might happen, but. You know.
Yeah, he at work. He said he going to dip off, or try to anyway, yeah. Give a quick call and talk about his Niners. See if he's still emotional.
Okay. But as far as with our walk through history of the Grammys, we're going to go over some of the awards and things here. And then we're going to actually take a look at album of the year, rap album of the year, not big album of the year. We'll discuss it. But we could both agree that the 90s of hip hop was like the golden age.
Yeah, I understand back then, it was tough to get a Grammy.
It was so much competition. It was hard for anybody to get a Grammy. And that in itself could explain why Snoop doesn't have a Grammy. But let's just push rap aside real quick. Can you guess any notable names that aren't rap artists who don't have a Grammy?
No, I don't watch the Grammys, so.
Well, Katy Perry doesn't have a Grammy.
She'll probably never get one either.
After all those number ones she done had, all those hit albums she done had, she doesn't have a Grammy. Brian McKnight doesn't have a Grammy.
Yeah.
Diana Ross doesn't have a Grammy.
I never listened to any of her music, so I can't say she deserves one or not.
Janis Joplin doesn't have a Grammy. Guns N' Roses, no Grammys.
Yo, rocking the 80s and 90s, that's
tough, It's difficult. Bob Marley, no Grammys.
Of course not. He's black.
Queen, no Grammys.
I can see not giving them a Grammy for the album, for any album. The albums weren't that good. But they had tons of hit singles.
Hit singles, yep. Jimi Hendrix, no Grammys. Yeah,
well, I've never listened to a song of his, so but I don't know.
That speaks to the level of competition when it comes to award seasons.
Yeah, but you also most of the people you brought up when music was popping.
Yeah. A lot of competition, though. That's a lot of competition. But let's go back to rap. The Grammys has 75 categories. Each genre of music holds a small number of categories. Rap has 4 specific categories. Best rap performance, best rap / sung performance, best rap song, and best rap album. So you got all of these artists eligible for those 4, but every artist can be eligible for the big 4 categories. That's album of the year, record of the year, which is given to the performer and their production team, so whoever produced the beat, and song of the year is given to the songwriter, and best new artist. So each year, a rap artist basically has 8 chances to win if, in fact, you write your own songs, because some of you motherfuckers don't write your own songs. Even though you're a rapper, you got ghostwriters and shit. So you got 8 chances every year to try to get you a Grammy. But let's talk about those big 4. The album of the year. The album of the year was the one that Billie Eilish just won, and he said he ain't like her album. Only 24 hip-hop albums have been nominated since the inception of album of the year. And only 2 of those 24 have actually won album of the year, coming from a hip-hop artist.
What, Eminem?
No.
Jay-Z?
No. Album of the year.
Lil Wayne?
No. Album of the year was won by Lauryn Hill in 1999 for her Miseducation of Lauryn Hill album. And in 2004, Outkast won it with Speaker Box and The Love Below. Those are the only 2 hip-hop acts that have ever won the Grammys Album of the Year. Not Rap Album of the Year, just flat-out Album of the Year.
Well, for me, I wouldn't nominate Outkast for anything. That's just my personal opinion. I am not a fan of theirs. I do not like their music.
The album's great.
Like I said, I'm talking about for me, from my perspective. I downloaded their discography, and I ain't like nothing.
which in itself is crazy. Stankonia is a great album.
No, it wasn't. That was the first album I listened to. And I'm like, as soon as I heard it,
Idlewild was a great album.
Like I said, they're not.
That went along with the movie.
Like I said, I never watched the movie.
Goodness gracious, bro. So those are the 2. Then we go to Record of the Year. I mean, come on. Record of the Year. R. Kelly's I Believe I Could Fly ain't win Record of the Year. And that award has never, ever gone to a hip-hop artist ever, even as a feature on a track.
He did win a Grammy off of that, though, right?
I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah.
No.
A Grammy? No. Not one?
He didn't win a Grammy off that song. He's won Grammys, but he didn't win a Grammy off that song. No. No. Song of
That's
the Year.
Surprising.
Yeah, surprising, right? Song of the Year. Please. Michael Jackson's Beat It, Billie Jean, and You Were Not Alone all lost in this category. You think Snoop had a shot? Come on.
Michael Jackson pulled down 8 Grammys, though, that year. When
Thriller?
Yeah.
Yeah, but he didn't win any of them for those songs.
That's ridiculous. Like, hold on, hold on. The nigga pulled out 8 Grammys that year and ain't get best song?
He didn't get song of the year.
What won song of the year?
That year, he was nominated twice in that category, too. Billie Jean and Beat It was nominated. And I believe Lionel Richie beat him. I think it was that. I would have to check. Give me 1 second. Let me check that one.
That's that bullshit.
That year. I got to go to that year. You know, that ain't it. It is what it is, man.
I mean, he still won like 8 Grammys, so whatever. Off that one album.
Yeah, that album won a lot of stuff. But he lost in that category. I think that was 84. 84. Actually, no, it wasn't Lionel Richie that beat him. It was Sting and the Police with Every Breath You Take. Every breath you take.
Yes, I know the song.
Yep. So that's the one that beat him out. And then You Are Not Alone, that was beaten out in, I think that was 19.
Diddy made me hate that Sting song, too.
Yeah.
I know it was a tribute song, but.
But Michael Jackson did win a song of the year. He won it in 86 for We Are the World, that big-ass compilation song.
Yes, I know what it is.
But. The song of the year, 2019, marked the first time that a hip-hop artist would win song of the year, and that went to Childish Gambino, a.k.a. Donald Glover, for This Is America. So he was the first ever hip-hop artist to win song of the year. Best New Artist is probably the hardest award to get as a rapper because they put everybody in the category. For Best New Artist. This is the award that Milli Vanilli had to give back in 1990. This is the motherfuckers won't sing they saw. Also in 1990, the first solo rapper, Tone Loc, was nominated for Best New Artist. And then the first rap group that was nominated was in 1993. It was Criss Cross.
Okay.
Only rappers to win Best New Artist. Lauryn Hill in 1999. Macklemore. And Chance the Rapper. Those are the ones who won Best New Artist. Snoop wasn't nominated for Best New Artist back at that point in time when he came out.
Whatever. Macklemore.
Macklemore.
Fuck out of here.
Now.
Has he done anything since then?
Macklemore?
Yes.
How the fuck am I supposed to know?
Exactly. if you don't know, that the answer is no.
Like, how the fuck am I supposed to know? I don't.
That nigga fell off the face of the earth.
I never liked that nigga in the first place.
Nobody liked him.
But that gives you an idea that rappers really wasn't up for those awards. But let's go back to rap. Best rap performance, that particular category, was introduced in 1989. That was the only category that rappers had a chance to win up until 1996. 1996 was the first year that Best Rap Album was a category of the Grammys. The Best Rap Sung Performance didn't come until 2002. And then the Best Rap Song was introduced in 2004. So Limited Chances could have kept Snoop from the Holy Grail of Awards. Limited Chances. He didn't have that many opportunities because you only had one category that you could get into up until 1996. Then you only had two categories that you could get into. Could that have stopped him from winning Grammys? The competition. And the fact that they only had two categories that he could be nominated in.
Yeah, whatever. I can honestly tell you I ain't never watched a Grammy show straight through and through.
Neither have I. I've never watched the Grammys.
Never, ever,
ever. Never.
So.
But I looked at the nominations and whatnot. But.
Yep, that's Jason.
We will get back to the Grammy talk in just a second here.
Yo.
Yo.
You hear us, Jason?
I hear you, man. What's going on?
Nothing much, man. We appreciate you being able to come on the show for a little bit here. Know you're at work, so we're going to make this a little quick, man. We want to hear your thoughts on your 49ers blowing it and losing the Super Bowl.
Oh, man. Why are you doing that, man? Damn, man. Yo, I don't even know what to say, man. This shit hurts, man. That shit hurts. You're so close, man. But, shit. Yo, first of all, shout out to my dog, Johnny, man. I seen him today. He was pissed like the game was yesterday. He was actually there in Miami. He watched it. Mm. His nephew was actually,
he was at the game?
James, yeah, he was at the game. His nephew was Richie James, the return specialist on the 49ers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Number 13, yeah. He's from Sarasota. That's like 30 minutes north of where I stay. So he's like from the area and whatnot. But
that's what's up.
That man was pissed off.
I bet.
Yeah, but back to the game, man. I don't know what happened, man. After that catch by Tyreek Hill got overturned, man, the rest of that shit was just like a blur, bro. I was just sitting there in disbelief. I couldn't believe what I was watching, man.
Yeah, I couldn't either because I text you multiple times. Why aren't your boys running the ball?
Yeah, man. And fuck everybody who's calling my phone, man. My shit was ringing like a hotline after the game, man. I'm like, God damn.
Well, they wanted to be the... It felt like everybody wanted to be the first people to say to you, you know, to try to, you know, talk shit to you because your team lost. That's what it was.
Yeah, man. We still had a great year, man. But, you know, only one team going to be happy at the end of the season, man.
Yeah.
Everybody else at the bottom of the barrel.
Like, I'll never be one to talk shit about somebody's team that made it to the Super Bowl because, shit, my team don't go. you know? For real.
Yeah.
You know,
well, they on the come up.
But you know what?
You know, I mean, a lot of people, they're killing Shanahan right now.
He deserves it, though. I ain't even going to lie. I think he deserves it.
Yeah, he deserves. I think he deserves this one, but I don't put the Patriots, Patriot-Falcons game on him. Because in that game, he was just the coordinator. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Coach Quinn could have easily got on that headset and said, nah, fuck that, nigga, run the ball. You know what I'm saying? But he didn't do that. He wasn't the final say. He just called the plays. But Coach Clay wanted something different. He got to, you know what I mean, adhere to what Coach says. So I don't put that one on him.
Right.
He got to eat this one. He got to hold this out.
Yeah, he do.
Hey, man, at the end of the day, you know how it feels. I know how it feels to have your team be right there at the pinnacle, you in the Super Bowl, and then the next day, you losers. I understand how that feels. It happened to me last year.
Not a two-score lead with 6 minutes left, bro.
Well, I don't know how that feels. But
that was crazy, bro.
Word.
Didn't have a problem with the play he called on third down. His kill was wide open. Jimmy just missed him. I didn't like that second down play. We got the 5 yards. We got the 5 yards on first down. And on second down, he dialed a pass play. But I'm like, yo, the run game is our bread and butter. That's
yeah, they couldn't even stop the run. They couldn't even stop your run game. That's why I kept texting you, like, why ain't y'all running the ball? Like, God damn.
Debo didn't get the ball in the fourth quarter. You know what I mean? He had a great first half, a fourth quarter. He's one of the playmakers. He got to touch the ball, man.
Yeah, and Mostert, he didn't even start the game.
Nah, he definitely didn't.
Meanwhile, he got you. I don't know, man.
I don't have a problem with that, though, because our backs are interchangeable. Kevin Coleman can go out. Like the Vikings game, Kevin Coleman went off. You know what I mean? He had four yards that game.
Yeah, like it's so y'all got a three running back system, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. And the first thing a nigga say to me, that ain't haters, but yo, yeah, I'll be back. But yeah, they said the same thing in 2013. We got back. 7 years later, man. So this shit ain't guaranteed, man.
It's hell no, it's not.
Climb, man. Like, you know what I mean? I always think my team's going to win every year, but the odds are stacked against them. Shit. I'm saying they're not going to be back there next year, man.
I know firsthand when they say you'll be back next year and it don't happen because everybody thought when Marino lit the league on fire for 5,000 yards and 48 touchdowns, man, that all Dolphins would be right back next year. Never happened ever again.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, man, that back next year thing, it's not guaranteed, man. And,
not just, you know, it's a hard climb, man. It's a hard climb. And, you know, every team's going to get better. We're going to lose some players because we up against the cap right now. We only got $13 million in cap room.
Damn.
They got to get George Kittle done. Jimmy Ward's probably going to walk because he's going to want too much money. We got, I believe, Eric Armstead, Emmanuel Sanders. So we may lose some key players, man. So it feels like that was our time.
Isn't Richard Sherman's contract up, too?
I think he has one more year left.
One more? Oh, okay.
But see, that's also the thing about getting to the Super Bowl.
Richard Sherman.
You know, when you get to the bowl, whether you win or lose, players want to get paid.
Yeah.
And that's why a lot of teams don't make it back.
I got to give it to, what's his name, too, man? Patrick Mahomes, that's a bad motherfucker, man. Because all week I was saying, like, yo, this motherfucker wants to run, we got to hit his ass. In the first quarter, Jimmy Ward tried to knock his fucking block off and hurt himself.
Yeah.
That was beautiful. He took a hell of a hit. He popped right back up and the defender was down. I was like, damn, this dude.
I took a listen to the mic'd up after, you know, NFL Network shows the mic'd up. And when Patrick Mahomes got that hit and then he went down and he ran for the touchdown, he was like, man, dude's got to hit me harder. Like, they got to hit you harder, dog. Like,
yeah,
it looked like Ward laid into you. Like, but niggas got to hit you harder than that.
Yeah, he gave him everything he had, man. He hurt himself on that play. But shout out to Bosa, man. He played a great game.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? The defense, they played good, but when we needed to get off the field, we couldn't get off the field. We needed to stop, we could not get it.
No.
If you would have told me we would pressure this dude all day long, make him throw two interceptions, I would be like, oh, we're going to kill these dudes, man. But this dude, he overcame all that shit, man. So I got to give props to him, man, because he's definitely the real deal, man.
Yeah, he is. He is. He definitely is.
We had him in check for 3.5 quarters, bro. He did not look good for most of that game.
Hell no, he didn't.
Jimmy G outplayed him for most of the game, to be honest, in my opinion.
He did,
So the money was on the line.
Well, at the end of the game, I blame that on coaching because y'all should have ran the ball. Y'all up 2 scores, stop throwing the ball.
Yeah, especially when they scored the credit to 3. That's when we got to buckle down. Like, yo, let's just bully these dudes in the trenches. But
yeah,
I don't know, man. Shanahan, he ain't going to be able to live this one down, man.
He will not.
He's not, man. And next year, I was looking at our opponents for next year. We got, six playoff teams we play next year. We got the Patriots, Bills, Eagles.
I'm going to tell you right now, both y'all teams got to fight with my Dolphins because we play y'all next year.
Yeah, I wish it was in Miami, though.
Bruh,
man.
Don't nobody give a fuck about your goddamn Dolphins.
All right, you say that now. Don't lose to Fitzpatrick.
Bruh.
Talking all that shit.
We do not give a... Don't nobody
give
a... Yeah,
he's on a 2-year deal.
Oh,
next year, this is his last year.
Bruh, Jason, tell that nigga you don't give a fuck about his Dolphins. That's why you said you wish he was in Miami so you could crush them niggas at home. That's what it was.
I'm going to put that one in there. I'm going to put that one in the left column.
Yeah.
All right. Y'all see how hard my team plays under Brian Flores. This ain't Adam Gase Dolphins.
Bro, we don't give a damn. All
right.
We putting that in the left.
Okay. When Devontae Parker lights y'all ass up.
Devontae Parker ain't light nobody up.
What are you talking about?
He is. Dude, Jalen Ramsey shut this nigga down all the time. Stop playing.
Please.
He shut that man down all the time. Every time he played that man, he was shutting him down.
Dude, stop it. Those are Adam Gase years. What you talking about?
We don't care. It don't matter.
Those were Adam Gase years, man. All
right, man. Whatever.
Those years don't count.
All right. This nigga trying to take, he trying to scratch shit from the record books.
I ain't scratched it from the record book. I'm just saying, man, that's Adam Gase, man. He's a detriment to your team. Look what he did to Le'Veon Bell. Le'Veon Bell looked like he was trash.
Damn sure did. He brought his value all the way down.
Hell yeah.
Might be able to get him for a fourth right now.
Something.
But we was up here before you got on with us, man. We was talking the Grammys and why Snoop doesn't have a Grammy. I was going down some stuff with this man. And I'm getting to the point where I feel like I'm going to piss him off in a second. I felt like I was getting to the point where I was pissing him off anyways.
Hey, I know you at work, so let us know when you got to go. And it's all good.
Yeah. You good. I got a car. I can hide for a couple more minutes.
All right.
Yeah.
But you know who needs a Grammy?
Who?
Domingos,
nigga.
Come on, man.
A Grammy for what? For what?
They should have won a Grammy for Culture One.
They should have won a Grammy for... When did Culture One come out?
I'm going to say 2016.
So they should have won a Grammy over Dr. Dre's Compton, over J. Cole, over Nicki Minaj, over Drake, over Kendrick?
No question.
No question. Yo, get out of here with that recency bias, bro.
Lit, G. I don't know how y'all niggas gonna fuck with them.
Whoa. Let's back up now. I told you I like Culture One. I thought that was a great album. It was good. It was better than it was supposed to be, in my opinion. He don't like them niggas.
No.
Them niggas can't make whack music, man.
What?
I beg to differ, because Culture 2 was trash.
You know,
Culture 1 was good.
Man. Yeah, man.
But
classic out, man. Everybody should have that on their playlist, their Spotify, title, whatever they got. They got to have that Culture 1, man. And you gotta have that Quavo too, man.
I didn't listen to the Quavo joint.
Oh man, that shit is hard, bro. That's that shit you just kick back, get a little glass in hand, just light up a beady too, bro.
Damn, I ain't had a beady in years. Years.
You know, I'm gonna take your word for that shit. But
I want to ask y'all niggas something. What y'all niggas think about Kobe, man?
When I first heard it, like, I ain't even going to... My heart skipped a beat, yo, on some serious shit. That shit hit me in the chest.
Are you a fan?
I'm a fan of Kobe. Fan?
Me personally, in my opinion, Kobe is the second greatest player of all time.
All right, I could dig that.
Yeah, I'm a fan of his. Now, when I heard the news, I got an alert from TMZ on my phone. And sometimes when I look at TMZ stuff, I'd be like, this is just propaganda. Yo. So I was just like, whatever, man, it's just fake. I ain't even listening to it. But then I got the Huffington Post. I got the New York Post, the New York Times.
Oh, yeah.
I got ESPN. Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And I was like, oh, shit, this is real. Like, as soon as I got the ESPN alert, that's when I posted it in the group. Like, yo, this is real. Kobe's dead. Like,
fucked up.
But that was like
I found out
30
I found
minutes.
Like, I got like 3 texts. Everybody know I'm a Kobe fanatic. I'm a Kobe stan, pretty much. I got like 3 texts. So I'm looking at them. It's like, nah, man, this is fake news, bro. He's like, yo, niggas was apologizing to me. Like, yo, I'm sorry, man. I was like, what? Nah, fake news, bro. Fake news. Then I went on there, I Googled that shit, and the first thing I saw was CNN. I was like, oh, man.
Yeah, as soon as you see, you know, creditable news outlets like ESPN, CNN, Huffington Post and shit. You like, yo, this is real. Because the motherfuckers check their sources.
First thing I said to him, I was like, yo, his girl's born on the plane. What? I'm going to chopper with him. He was like, yo, because that's when the details were real sketchy. They didn't know who was on the chopper and all that, man.
But that's the thing. The details were sketchy because TMZ was the first people to report the shit. But everything that they were saying was right. But people just didn't believe it because it's TMZ. Like,
yeah. Didn't somebody say Rick Fox was on there?
Yeah.
That was from, I don't know where the fuck that one came from, but yeah, somebody said that, but TMZ, they had all the details right from the very first, soon as the story came out, they had all the details right, but people didn't believe the shit because, again, it's TMZ. The motherfuckers be making up shit. They be trying to sell a story.
Yeah.
But everything they said was right.
For real, man. It's just crazy to see all the love this dude's getting, man, taking the shot clock violations and, you know what I mean, all the Kobe jerseys. I think he knew he was loved before he passed. You know how they say, you know what I'm saying, people get your roses when you ain't here to smell them, but I think he knew he was loved.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know for sure, but, you know what I mean?
For me, like, I know niggas love Kobe, but I think they're more depressed about his daughter being there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She was the one that was going to carry on that legacy.
Yeah. And a lot of these young ones, they fuck with Kobe. Like, he fuck with Jason Tatum. He fuck with Trae Young. You know what I'm saying? They want to train with him. And he was always, you know what I mean, willing to help these young bucks out. You know what I mean? So that's like, imagine, you know what I'm saying, reaching out to your idol, and your idol is receptive to you. Like, yeah, man, whatever you need.
I heard an interview.
Kyrie couldn't even play in the game. Yeah. Kyrie had to go home.
Yeah. I heard an interview that Jaylen Brown did, and he said that Kobe gave him his number and told him he could hit him up anytime. He called that nigga at 3 o'clock in the morning one time, and Kobe answered the phone and gave him some advice, gave him some game real quick.
That was all the smoke interview.
That was the all the
smoke. Yeah, I heard that. Jason, you listen to that?
Yeah. Yeah, I do watch All the Smoke. I haven't seen the new one with Durant yet. But,
yeah, it was good. I listened to that joint.
All the Smoke is dope, man.
The only All the Smoke I haven't watched, and I was about to watch it before he died, and I ain't watched the Kobe one.
You ain't watched the Kobe
no.
one?
No.
Yeah, you know what? I was looking through my thing, and the day before he died, I decided to watch the Steph Curry one instead.
I was good. That's the same thing I did. The day before he died, I watched the Steph Curry joint. And I was going to watch the Kobe joint on the day he died. That shit was already queued up. I was going to watch it. And I was like, man, I don't know.
Yeah, I seen Kobe. It was kind of short. You know what I mean? It was only like 37 minutes. And I seen Steph Curry look like a more in-depth interview when you talking for an hour and change. You know what I'm saying? Kobe probably busy, got shit to do and whatnot.
Did you watch it, though?
Yeah, I watched it, man. I watched it, man.
I still haven't watched it yet.
Matt Barnes is a real nigga.
Yeah.
Nick Jackson is, too. You see, he went up in the crowd throwing
hands, bro. Yeah, man.
He's a real nigga. Yeah. But, yo, man, I appreciate y'all letting me come on, man. Let me get off this phone.
No doubt, man. Anytime.
Yeah, man. I'm going to appreciate y'all, man. I hope to get back on soon, man. Y'all keep doing what y'all do, man.
Thank you. Appreciate
it. How the baby's treating you, man?
He doing good, man. He trying to be on the podcast now. He in the background yelling.
Oh, okay. My son scored his first bucket today, man.
Oh, that's good shit.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That nigga, he be toting that rock like Barry Sanders, man. We got to work on that.
All right.
he be toting the ball, bro. He got a spin move. He be going. I be like, yo, son, this ain't football, man. Triple that ball, man. But he only 6. We gonna get it right though, man. It's all good.
I hear that.
All right. He's just having fun running around.
All right, man.
Get it right. But once again, man, I appreciate y'all brothers, man.
Thank you,
man.
Bro.
We appreciate you too.
All right, bro. Y'all be good, man. We'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, take it easy.
All right, peace.
And as always, man, we appreciate Jason coming on the podcast with us, man. Just like him, man, any of you guys that want to be on the podcast, you can call in. You can talk to us, man. We'll have you on the podcast. Shoot the shit. Talk your shit. You know, drive the conversation. Whatever you want to talk about, we here for that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. But what were we talking about? We were talking about Snoop.
Grammys.
Okay. So Snoop is actually, I was talking about him having lack of opportunity, right? Lack of nomination. Right?
Uh-huh.
It's actually not true. Snoop is actually the highest nominated rap artist to not win a Grammy.
I'm sure he is.
Snoop has had 17 nominations with no wins. 17. Now, I told you before, you had best rap album not be in the category until 96. Right? Best rap song not be in a category until 2004.
Who won in 96?
We're going to go over album of the year. We're going to go through every year for album of the year. But first, what I want you to do is, can you name off other rappers that you think don't have a Grammy? Based off the fact that, again, rap album 96.
No, because I don't watch the Grammys. I just know Snoop don't have one. I know nobody in my Lox family got one. You know.
That, what do you mean the Lox don't have one? They do have one.
One?
They do. Yes.
One?
They might have just, I don't know how many they have, but they're not in a category who don't have one. They do have one.
What, for All About the Benjamins?
Maybe. I think so.
That's not the Lox. That's Diddy.
But there's songwriters on it. So
I'm just saying
you
it's on Diddy's album. Yeah. I don't count that.
Rakim doesn't have any Grammys. He had two nominations. Scarface has never been nominated. J. Cole has 7 nominations, never won. Mobb Deep, never been nominated. DMX, 3 nominations, no wins. Ice Cube, only 1 nomination in his entire career. Redman, 2 nominations, no wins. Nicki Minaj, 10 nominations, no wins. Busta Rhymes, 12 nominations, no wins. Nas, 13 nominations, no wins. Biggie, 4 nominations, no wins. And finally, Tupac, 6 nominations, no wins.
Great.
Bad for the people out there, right? So, 1996. We're going to go over album of the year. In 96, being that you already know that Tupac didn't win, in 96, who you think won that award?
Shit, I don't know. I don't know what albums came out in 96.
96. So, you had Tupac, Me Against the World. Yeah, Bone Thugs with 1999 Eternal. Old Dirty Bastard, Return of the 36 Chambers, the dirty version.
Me Against the World? That was in 96.
That's what was nominated in 96. Because they're going by the previous year. So whatever albums came out in 95, 94, 95, they were nominating those ones. Ski-Lo, I Wish, and the winner was Naughty by Nature with Properties Paradise.
That was a good album.
That was a good album.
That was a good album.
That was a good album. Right. In 97, Tupac All Eyes on Me was nominated. A Tribe Called Quest with Beats, Rhymes, and Life. Coolio with Gangsta's Paradise. LL Cool J with Mr. Smith. But all of them fell to the Fugees with the Score. That's who won album of the year.
That was a good album. That ain't better than All Eyes on Me.
It wasn't better than All Eyes
Hell
on
no.
Me.
Hell no. Hell no. That's a double disc. That's a double disc.
I understand.
I can't listen to the Fugees straight through. I can't listen to the Fugees straight through. Like I said, it was a good album, but nah.
Okay. In 98, Missy Elliott with Super Duper Fly. Wyclef Jean with The Carnival. Notorious B.I.G. with Life After Death. Wu-Tang with Wu-Tang Forever. But they all fail. To P. Diddy and the Family. No Way Out. One rap album of the year in 98.
This nigga ain't even a rapper.
He not even a rapper. In 98, P. Diddy.
And the Lox wrote like half his goddamn album.
Right. And also, P. Diddy was also nominated for Best New Artist that year. '99.
He paid for that.
He paid for that?
He paid for
that. He paid for that Grammy?
Yeah. Yeah. He paid for that.
In 99, A Tribe Called Quest with the Love Movement, Big Pun with Capital Punishment, Jermaine Dupri, Life in 1472, Mace with Harlem World, but they all fail to Jay-Z, Hard Knock Life Volume 2. 99.
I don't think I'm going to argue that.
Not going to argue that one?
I don't think I'm going to argue that.
All right. In 2000, can you guess who won in 2000?
No.
Okay. So, Busta Rhymes.
I just can't remember what albums came out.
With Extinction Level Event, Final World Front, so ELE for Busta Rhymes. Missy Elliott.
I love that album, by the way. ELE.
Yep. Missy Elliott with The Real World. Nas with I Am.
Ooh. Ooh, that's my favorite Nas album.
The Roots with Things Fall Apart, but they all fail to the Slim Shady LP by Eminem. That one album of the year in 2000.
I'm going to be honest with you. When that album came out, I was not a fan of it.
You was not a fan of his with that album?
No.
I was instantly a fan of his with that album.
No. I ain't even going to. I'm being honest. I did not like that shit.
I had
to go back years later and listen to it over and be like, okay, I can listen to it now. But when that shit came out, who the fuck is this crazy ass white boy speaking this weird ass shit?
Yeah, as soon as it came out, man, as soon as I saw the Slim Shady, I'm Slim Shady, my name is Slim, I hate that song.
I hate that song to this day.
As soon as I saw that song, I was like, yo, I gotta get this guy's album. Who the fuck is this guy?
I hate that song to this day.
Oh, I love that song.
That shit is trash to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. I hate that goddamn song.
In 2001, Rap Album of the Year, your nominees were DMX, and then there was X.
Don't tell me the winner. I want to guess the winner.
Okay. Eminem, Marshall Mathers LP, Dr. Dre's Chronic 2001, Jay-Z's Volume 3, The Life and Times of Sean Carter, and Nelly's Country Grammar.
I want to say Eminem or Nelly. Eminem should have won it, though, because his album was better than all of theirs.
It was Eminem. Back to back. The Marshall Mathers LP. In 2002, Eve with Scorpion, Jay-Z with The Blueprint, Ludacris with Back for the First Time, Outkast with Stankonia, and Ja Rule with Pain Is Love.
I don't even know.
That Pain Is Love album was good, man. You ain't never listened to Ja Rule back in the day?
Yeah, I did.
Pain Is Love was his best joint, I think. That was the one where he had all the features on it, man. Ashanti, Bobby Brown.
I don't care.
It was a good joint. That was a good joint. No guess?
No.
It was Outkast, Stankonia.
I thought so.
Yeah.
I should have said that.
You should have said that. In 2003, You had Mystical with Tarantula. Nelly with Nellyville. Petey Pablo with Diary of a Sinner. Ludacris with Word of Mouth. And Eminem with The Eminem Show.
The Eminem Show.
He did win that one.
But that Word of Mouth, though.
That Word of Mouth. That Nellyville was good, too. That Nellyville joint was good.
I wasn't high on it like you're high on it.
You weren't high on the Nellyville joint?
Nah.
No, oh, okay. What was your favorite Nelly album?
My favorite Nelly album? Probably Brass Knuckles.
Brass Knuckles, okay. I can get that. In 2004, Missy Elliott, Under Construction, Jay-Z, The Blueprint 2, The Roots with Phrenology, 50 Cent with Get Rich or Die Trying, and Outkast with The Speaker Box and Love Below.
Should be 50.
It was not 50.
Oh, then it's a crime.
It was Outkast.
Should have been 50.
That was a double disc.
I don't give a fuck what it was. That Get Rich or Die Trying, that's a classic right there.
The Love Below and Speaker Box are classics, too. It's a classic album. And both albums went diamond. So.
Okay, give me that 50.
The Outkast album was better.
Not to me.
Yeah, I understand. That's that New York bias.
It's not New York bias. I said I listened to the Outkast discography, nigga, and I did not like it.
Oh, my goodness. That's that New York bias. All right.
I'm not New York bias.
I was just fucking with you, man. Just fucking with you, man. Can we not give Missy Elliott no love? She's been nominated 3 times, dog.
Yeah, I don't like her neither.
Matter of fact, could we not give Jay-Z any love? He's been nominated 3 times.
I told you I liked one Missy Elliott song ever.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. All right. We're continuing with Jay-Z being nominated again. 2005. Jay-Z, The Black Album.
I never listened to that.
LL Cool J with The Definition. Nelly with Suit. The Beastie Boys with To The Five Boroughs. And Kanye West with College Dropout.
Kanye.
He did win that one. Kanye won.
College Dropout was good. I didn't listen to that.
Was College Dropout better than the Black Album, though?
I never listened to the Black Album, so I can't tell you.
Yeah, I'll give Kanye that one. That was a great album. In 2006, Kanye West Late Registration, 50 Cent with The Massacre, Common with the album B. That album was great. Eminem with Encore, and Missy Elliott again with The Cookbook.
Why does she keep getting nominated?
Because they're good albums, man. She puts out good music, dog. She's arguably the greatest female rapper of all time, if you really think about it.
No.
Who better than her?
A lot of people, in my opinion.
Okay. Who?
I don't know. She don't crack my top 5. And I don't even have a top 5.
You are tripping.
How am I tripping?
That's that New York bias, man. Because she's from the South. That's that New York bias, man. It's like, come on, bro. But who you got winning that? Who you thought winning that one?
What are the nominations again?
It was Kanye West with Late Registration, 50 Cent with The Massacre, Common with B, Missy Elliott with The Cookbook, and Eminem with Encore.
Eminem?
No.
Common?
No. It was Kanye with Late Registration.
I didn't hear any of those albums other than Eminem, so.
You didn't hear the Late Registration album?
I don't even know what that is.
That's Kanye's second album.
No.
His second album. It was pretty good, man. You gotta listen to that. In 2007, we had Pharrell with In My Mind, The Roots with Game Theory, which is the greatest Roots album. Game Theory is amazing. T.I. with King, Lupe Fiasco with Food and Liquor, and Ludacris with Release Therapy.
I've only heard Release Therapy, so I'll say that.
you are absolutely correct, even though it is a crime. Because Release Therapy was not better than Lupe's album, nor was it better than the Roots album. Sorry. The Roots album was amazing.
I'm not judging. Like I said, I only heard the Luda albums.
So. But yeah, Ludacris did win that joint. That's his Grammy right there. Ludacris.
His one?
He probably got more than that.
What, for singles?
Know. Yeah, we're just going over album, mm-hmm. rap album of the year. 2008, Common, Finding Forever. Jay-Z, Kingdom Come. Nas, Hip Hop is Dead. T.I. versus T.I.P. And Kanye with Graduation.
What?
Huh?
What? Say that all over again?
Oh, my bad. I went too fast. I'm sorry. Kanye with Graduation. Common with Finding Forever. Jay-Z with Kingdom Come. Nas with Hip Hop is Dead. Which you already know, he ain't got no Grammy, so it wasn't him.
I was going to pick him anyway.
And T.I. with T.I. versus T.I.P.
T.I.?
No.
Okay, then I don't know.
Cool. Kanye with Graduation. Three albums in a row. Three albums in a year. 2009. Jay-Z with American Gangster. Lupe Fiasco with The Cool. Nas with Untitled. T.I. with Paper Trail. And Lil Wayne with The Carter 3.
Oh, Lil Wayne.
He did win that.
And I don't even like it. I'm just saying. I know other people love that shit.
In my opinion, again, we're going back and we're saying it wasn't better than Lupe's The Cool album. Sorry. It just wasn't. 2010. We getting closer, man. We getting closer. Common with Universal Mind Control. Flo Rida with Roots. Mos Def with the... damn. Aesthetic. What the fuck was I looking at just now? Q-Tip with the Renaissance and Eminem with Relapse.
I'll give it to Q-Tip.
No. It was Eminem with Relapse.
What?
Yeah.
That was his worst album. And he won a Grammy over that?
Yeah, he won a Grammy.
Yeah, he did. Wow.
If it was me, I would have gave it to Mos Def with the Aesthetic. That album was
I'm gonna say this. I have never listened to a Mos Def album and I want to.
Word.
Well,
go listen to the Aesthetic. She was great. 2011, B.O.B. with The Adventures of Bobby Ray. Drake with Thank Me Later. Jay-Z with The Blueprint 3. The Roots with How I Got Over. And Eminem with The Recovery.
I've only heard The Recovery, so.
You gonna go with that?
Yeah.
Well, he did win that shit. 2012. Lupe Fiasco with Lasers. Jay-Z and Kanye West with Watch the Throne. Nicki Minaj with Pink Friday. Lil Wayne with The Carter 4. And Kanye West with My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Watch the Throne?
No. Kanye West, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. That was, people say that's his best album. I don't know if you ever heard it.
Of course not. I've only heard one.
Okay.
And that was his first one. That was it.
I'd have to say that they did the right thing on that one. With those albums.
I'd never heard any of them, so yeah. There you go.
Lupe's Lasers album is considered his worst. So
I don't even know who that is.
Look, Lupe Fiasco is probably one of the greatest lyricists to ever touch a goddamn microphone, okay?
Okay.
He's great.
I couldn't tell you if he was black, white, Spanish, Muslim.
He's black. And he's great. Go listen to a Lupe album, nigga. Go listen to a Lupe Fiasco album.
You know I'm not.
You're tripping. 2013. Two Chainz, based on a true story. Lupe Fiasco with Food and Liquor 2, the great American rap album. Nas, Life is Good. Rick Ross, God Forgives When I Don't. The Roots, Undone, and Drake would Take Care.
I ain't heard none of them.
Well, we're getting to a point where you ain't gonna hear none of these. So. We're getting into this is 2013 now. We know damn well you won't listen. So who you got?
I didn't know who the fuck you said anyway.
It was Drake.
Drake. Of course won. It was.
2014, Drake, Nothing Was the Same. Jay-Z, Magna Carta, Holy Grail. Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City. Kanye West, Yeezus. And Macklemore with The Heist.
Oh, we all know it was Macklemore.
Which was a crime. Kendrick Lamar's Good Kid, Mad City was amazing. That's my favorite Kendrick Lamar album. That's probably the only one I could really sit through. 2015. Common with Nobody Smiling. Childish Gambino with Because of the Internet. Wiz Khalifa with Black Hollywood. Schoolboy Q with Oxymoron. Iggy Azalea with New Classic. And Eminem with the Marshall Mathers LP 2.
I kind of want to say Iggy.
Stop. Stop. Get a Grammys a little more credit than that. God damn. You're wildin'.
But T.I. wrote that album. And I actually listened to it too.
I've not listened to it, so I don't know. So you want to say Iggy?
Obviously, she didn't win it the way that.
No, she didn't. Win it.
But I know Eminem didn't win it.
He did win.
He did win.
He did win.
Good. This is a good album. I didn't think they was gonna give it to him.
Eminem's Marshall Mathers LP 2 or Schoolboy's Q Oxymoron. I guess they got it right. I could listen to more songs off the M joint than I could listen to off the Schoolboy joint. But the Schoolboy joint was good. 2016. J. Cole with that snooze fest that is 2014 Forest Hill Drive.
Well, I know he didn't win.
Dr. Dre with Compton. Drake with If You're Reading This, This Is Too Late. Nicki Minaj with The Pink Print. And Kendrick Lamar with To Pimp a Butterfly.
Drake.
No, it was Kendrick.
I knew it was one of those two.
To Pimp a Butterfly is considered his best work.
I never listened to any one of those, so.
2017, Drake with Views. Schoolboy Q with Blank Face. Kanye West with Like the Life of Pablo. Chance the Rapper with Coloring Book. DJ Khaled with Major Key. And De La Soul with The Anonymous Nobody.
Drake?
No. It was Chance the Rapper with Coloring Book.
Okay.
And I would agree. I would agree with that. Of those albums, I would agree with that. You ever listen to Chance the Rapper's Coloring Book?
Nope.
Yeah. Okay. 2018. Jay-Z with 444. Migos with Culture. Rhapsody with Layla's Wisdom. Tyler the Creator with Flower Boy. And Kendrick Lamar with Damn.
Kendrick.
He did win, but we all know, in the spirit of Jason, the Migos should have won. In the spirit of Jason.
Yeah, I've never heard any of those albums, so.
And then, of course, 2019 was Mac Miller Swimming, Nipsey Hussle for Victory Lap, Pusha T for Daytona, Travis Scott for Astroworld, and Cardi B for Invasion of Privacy.
Cardi B?
She did win. That's the one where you keep saying she's got a Grammy. It's stupid. And can you guess who won this past year?
I don't know who's in it.
Dreamville with Revenge of the Dreamers. That's J. Cole and his group. Meek Mill with Championships. Tyler the Creator with Igor. YBN Carde with The Lost Boy, and 21 Savage with I Am Greater Than I Was.
21 Savage.
No, man. It was Tyler, the Creator. Come on, man.
I don't know none of them niggas.
How do you not know Tyler, the Creator, bro?
Why should I know him?
He's pretty decent. He's a good rapper.
Good for him. I don't know you. If you, he was born in the 90s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know him.
What the fuck?
I don't know him.
Now,
I don't know these 90s niggas.
You only know the rappers that came out of the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay. Even though the majority of their best work came out in the 2000s.
That doesn't mean anything. Just you came out then, and I followed you, so I know your work.
Okay.
You came, if you was born in the 90s, it didn't drop to like the 2010s. No.
Okay. So, when did the first Lox album come out?
'90-something. Probably 97, 98.
When did the first solo album from one of those guys come out?
Jada, I think, dropped. It was either Jada or Styles P dropped the first solo. I think it was Jada with Kiss of Death or Kiss the Game Goodbye. That was the first one. And I loved that shit. I still bump that shit.
Yes. That album came out in 2000.
Okay.
Because I got it when it came out. I wanted it. I had to have it. That was one of the first, like, CDs I bought. You know, I had to have it.
Okay.
Yeah. It was a good album.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But I think people get lost in the fact that, yes, these artists came out in the 90s, but the majority of the work that they put out that was good came out between 2000 and 2009. Like, people get caught up in the fact, oh, it's the 90s era. Like, technically, yeah, to a certain extent, but all the albums came out in the 2000s. You know? So, but that right there explains a little bit of why Snoop doesn't have a Grammy, and all the rest of the people that don't have a Grammy. Were you surprised that of any of the people that I named that didn't have a Grammy?
No.
You weren't surprised that Tupac didn't have a Grammy?
No.
Okay.
Nah. Him not getting a Grammy for All Eyes on Me kind of irked my nerves. Right there.
Well, you know, go holler at Wyclef and Lauryn Hill and tell them they need to go ahead and hand a Grammy over to the estate. They should have handed their album. They should hand their joint over. Did you actually hear the Fuji joint?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It wasn't bad. But not better than All Eyes on Me.
Hell no.
Okay.
It's a double disc where I can't skip a track. I won't even skip a skit if there is a skit.
Understood, man.
The fuck out of here.
So, in your opinion,
I'm listening.
Being that is a double disc that you can't skip a track, you won't even skip a skit or interlude or whatever.
Which I don't think there's any.
Is that, in your opinion, the greatest rap album of all time?
For me?
For you.
All Eyes on Me? Yeah. Yes. That is... I can listen to that. I can put it on, listen to it straight through, sing every song word for word, not skip a motherfucking track.
Okay.
I can't say, like, damn, a double disc that I can...
Not many people bring out double disc.
Yeah, I know. Like, I can't even do that for Bone Thugs with The Art of War. I'll skip maybe two tracks.
I'm going with Scarface The Fix. It's not a double disc. But
I've never heard of it.
That's an album where don't skip a track. Could listen to it multiple times over and over again. Actually, when I be at work sometimes, I listen to it, and I'll be three listens into that motherfucker before I be like, all right, let me put something else on there because I'm hogging it up. Just hogging it up.
I would also say I love that Locks We Are The Streets.
Locks We Are The Streets.
And I would only skip one track. And, and I'm sorry, but that's Sheik's solo track.
The Sheik solo track?
Yeah.
Now, a few of the albums that were listed through here that we talked about, another one of those albums that I think is amazing, straight through, not skipping a track, is Lupe's Fiasco's Food and Liquor, as well as The Cool. Those were his first two albums. No skippable tracks. You can listen to the whole thing straight through, both albums. Amazing to me.
Okay.
You know. The Marshall Mathers. No. I do skip one song on the Marshall Mathers LP. No, I don't. Yes, I do. I skipped the song with Bizarre on it. Amityville.
I like Amityville.
I don't ever skip the whole song. I always skip Bizarre's verse. I always skip his verse. I don't know why.
Skip Kim.
You skip Kim?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to hear all that.
You don't want to hear that screaming and shit?
Yes. Okay. That's the one track I do skip.
I don't skip.
My girl loves that shit. I don't know why. Like,
it's a great song.
Yeah, he's killing his baby moms.
The Roots Game Theory, another one of those joints, no skippable tracks. I love that album. Man, it's so many albums that I've listened to that I love. Big Crit, he's got a couple albums that I... Catalactica, Forever Is A Mighty Long Time, Return of Forever. All three of those albums, no skippable tracks on them. Just play them joints straight through.
Bone Thugs, East 1999 Eternal. I will not skip a track on that.
No skipping tracks on
that
one?
I will not skip a track on that.
You know who else surprisingly had a really good first album? And a lot of people don't ever talk about this guy. Chamillionaire, The Sound of Revenge. His first album, no skippable tracks on that joint. That shit was great.
I'm not going to judge. I only heard one track.
You only heard the one with Crazy Bone.
Of course I did. No, that's a lie. I bought that album.
You bought that
album? I bought that album, and yeah. I did not like that shit.
How did you not like that album? That album was great.
I bought that album just because of that one track, and I did not like that shit.
See, there we go again, man, with that fucking New York bias, man.
How's it New York bias? It's not New York bias. I just said I listen to a Bone Thugs. They're from fucking Cleveland.
That up north bias. That up north bias, man. I'm going to need you to get out of here with that up north bias, okay?
How you figure? Brass Knuckles. I'll listen to that. I'll skip one track.
Okay, Brass Knuckles. He Midwest. I'll give you that.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I'll give you that.
Snoop Doggy Style. I ain't skipping nothing on that.
No skips on Doggy Style?
Okay. Nah, man.
The Game's documentary was pretty good. The Game documentary. Of course, 50 Cent's Get Rich or Die Trying. You don't skip no tracks on that either.
No.
Yeah. Mm. I ain't skip no tracks on that. None. Sometimes I think about skipping Wankster, though. Just because... That song is a...
I'll skip 21 questions before I skip
what? Come on. You can't skip 21 questions, dog. Like, come on.
Maybe it's because I heard it so much.
So much, yeah. Sometimes I be thinking about P-I-M-P. Sometimes. But then I be like, ah. The version that got Lloyd Banks and all them on it, though. That's my shit.
What, the remix?
Yeah, with Lloyd Banks. With Lloyd Banks, Snoop. Buck, oh, that joint hard.
I seen him do it live.
Oh, that joint hard.
I seen him do it live at Jones Beach.
That joint hard. You might not know this guy, but Elzai, Lead Poison, is a great album that has two no skippable tracks. Lead Poison. That dude, he's a Detroit artist. Pretty good.
Okay.
Royce the 5'9", man. Royce the 5'9". I didn't like the Book of Ryan, but that was my shit.
I didn't.
Oh, my God, man. The Book of Ryan was amazing to me. I listened to that shit, like, at least once a week.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of that shit.
Man. Loved that album. What else you got?
All the Redman albums I won't skip.
Yeah, Redman got some great albums.
I'm trying to see like which one is my favorite.
My favorite Redman project has got to be the joint with him and Method, the Blackout.
One or two?
The first one.
The second one was good.
The second one was good too. But the first one, it's just something about the first one. When that first one, whew, goodness. It's just something about that joint, man.
I think my favorite Redman album is probably Malpractice.
Malpractice was good. Yeah. That's a good ass album.
I love Muddy Waters too, but yeah. That Malpractice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Busta has some great albums. We talked about the L.E.
ELE.
I've been drinking.
Extinction level event.
Yeah. We talked about that one. Man.
I don't even think that was his best album.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't know. Bust is hard, man. For me.
And we talked about Ludacris, Word of Mouth.
I think Genesis might have been Busta's best
Genesis,
album.
Yeah. But what was Ludacris' best album?
For me, Red Light District.
Red Light District?
Yeah.
That's the one that had Blueberry Yum Yum on it.
Yes.
Right? yeah. This man ain't, I don't think he ever put out a bad album.
No, he hasn't.
He's one of the few people who you'd have to be hard pressed to say what was his worst album. Like, to me, I think his worst album actually won a Grammy, and that was Release Therapy. I think that was probably his weakest album. Back for the First Time.
I loved Release Therapy.
Oh, I like
for
no,
me.
No. What I'm saying is, you got to pick a worse album. Like, which one of his albums was the weakest? That one I'd probably say. Or maybe Chicken and Beer.
I was thinking Chicken and Beer.
Maybe Chicken and Beer. But Chicken and Beer was pretty good.
It was good, though.
Yeah.
You know?
Back for the First Time was a monster. When that... Again, hearing his first track, like, yo, I gotta get... Who is this guy? I gotta get his album. Soon as I heard that guy, I was like, yo, I got to get his album.
And that wasn't even his first album.
I know that wasn't his very first joint, but I'm just saying. That's the one I heard first. I know his first one was like
Incognito.
Incognito, yeah. I heard that one too. That was a good album. Man.
I actually got all his albums.
Me too. Love him. And Ludaversal for you motherfuckers who still ain't got that.
That dropped in 2015 and nobody ever heard it.
Go get it. He is working on some new stuff. Hopefully that shit comes out.
It's gonna drop before the movie drops. Yeah. Before Fast F9, I think it's called.
Yeah. Hopefully that shit comes out and we get that. Hopefully nothing happens where he got to push back or nothing like that.
No, he going to drop that shit right before the movie.
Yeah, so we'll be looking out for that. Who else had great albums, man? Whew, man, a lot of people had great albums out here. I mean, we talk about T.I. His T.I. versus T.I.P. album was pretty good. His Paper Trail album was good. But Urban Legend going to always be, that's going to always be my joint. Urban Legend going to always be my joint. I learned to rap to that album.
Yeah.
I put that shit in, and I learned to rap to that album. I mean, I was listening to some other shit, too. But as far as getting your cadence on point, you know, how many syllables you put into each bar, you know, your interior rhyme scheme, I learned all of that from listening to him. you know, I got more advanced by listening to Eminem. Tried to get even more advanced by listening to Twista, but that didn't work. You know? So, speaking of Twista, he had a great discography. You know?
What's your favorite Twista album?
My favorite Twista album? Mine is The Day After. That's my favorite one.
Ooh, that's hard to argue.
It's hard to... The Day After is my favorite one. I like Kamikaze. I like what was the joint? He did two versions of shit. Adrenaline Rush.
Yeah, Adrenaline Rush 2000.
I love the albums.
Ooh.
Like, but my just as a personal preference, not to say any of the other albums was bad or nothing, but whenever I'm thinking about Twista, the first album I go to is The Day After, and then I scroll down through the other albums after that, but The Day After is my favorite one.
I can roll with you on that.
Yeah,
I can roll with you on that. Even
I love Kamikaze though.
Kamikaze was great. Kamikaze was great. Adrenaline Rush 2001, man.
Yeah,
now, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
I also an album I won't skip a track. That Crazy Bone Gemini versus Gemini.
Yeah, man. When you played me that joint at the job. I had to hurry up and get that shit. I was like, yo, how come I ain't never heard this? Man, again, me and Matt, we have different tastes in music, but, you know, we know good music when we hear the shit. And sometimes I'll bring something to his attention, and sometimes he'll bring something to my attention. And that Crazy Bone album was one that he brought to my attention. I was like, yo, how come I never heard this? Like, yeah. I was kind of disappointed in myself. Like, how come I never heard this? You know, but with so much music out there, you have to go out. Nowadays, you actually have to go out and you have to follow your favorite artists, and you have to track to see if they are releasing albums, because they're not going to get heavy promotion with the record labels anymore. They're not going to get heavy radio play.
For real.
So you have to go out and you got to track your favorite artists. And if you like somebody, support they shit.
Ghostface, Supreme Clientele. Woo!
Why was I just thinking about that?
Woo! I love that album.
I was thinking about
that.
That album actually came out when? 2004, 5?
I couldn't tell you the year.
You know, but I listen to a lot of artists that he might not listen to, or he might not even know who the fuck they are. Like, I brought up El Zai, mm-hmm. who is an amazing rapper out of Detroit. I think people should listen to him. MF Doom, Brother Ali. These are people that I listen to that he probably won't listen to. Killer Mike, Run the Jewels, which is Killer Mike and LP. Those guys, when they get together, they magic, man. They got Run the Jewels 1, 2, and 3. No skippable tracks on those three albums, man. Those, you'd be hard pressed to find. You could probably name barely name 10 duos that when they get together, every time they get together, it's gonna be a fire album. Like, you know, Mobb Deep then had some great albums.
My favorite Mobb Deep album, it's probably Murder Music.
Yeah.
It's probably Murder Music. Yeah.
You know, I still don't understand why this nigga don't like Outkast. For anybody who does like Outkast, hit that nigga up and tell him, why do you like Outkast?
It don't matter why you like him. I've listened to everything.
I know.
And it's just not for me.
It's just not for you. That's that up north bias, man.
It's not up north bias, nigga.
I'm fucking with you. I'm going to keep fucking with you with that shit. Because you said you didn't like them. And you didn't like the Chameleonaire album. I can't believe you didn't like the Chameleonaire album.
But I bought it. He
got a sale off of it. That's great.
DMX, It's Dark and Hell is Hot, his first joint. Whew, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. I'll skip one song track. One, though.
I think I can listen to his first three albums.
Three.
Yeah, his first three albums.
That Great Depression, it was depressing.
It was depressing, yeah. You know, I can listen to his first three straight.
Because I got his first three, and I stopped after that. Yeah.
Now, yeah. He's not a rapper. Not really a rapper. But I just wanted to highlight him real quick. Akon. Did you ever listen to him?
Only his features. I never listened to an album of his.
I thought his albums were pretty decent. He only had two, I think it was. His first one was... I can't remember his first one. But his second one, Convicted, was a really good joint. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I wanted to highlight him real quick, because he's doing great things right now over in Africa.
Yeah, he is.
He's doing great things over in Africa. He now has 100 million people in Africa with electricity. And part of the reason why he wanted to do this because his mother lived over there and she didn't have electricity. He was trying to get her electricity and he found out that the whole grid was fucked up. So he took it upon himself to try to get funding to get the grid back up and working. They gave him, because he was rich already, they gave him a credit limit of $1 billion to do this shit. Halfway through, he realized $1 billion ain't enough to get this done. But he's been working and doing it and funding it. I think it's going on 6-7 years now. And that's why he hasn't been doing music. But good shit. To be able to do that. And he was supposed to have been dropping an album when this shit happened. And he just halted all music to do this. To try to help out the people over there. And I just wanted to highlight him real quick for that.
Okay.
Yeah. Got anything else for the people?
I'm just scrolling through albums that I'm like, damn, I need to go back and listen to some of this shit.
Yeah. But we've gone on an hour and 30 minutes here, bro.
It felt long.
We've been rolling. But we'll talk more albums. We'll talk more music. We always got music to talk about. Being that we don't have as much on the sports docket, think we might change the format of the sports program.
That's because it's hard. It's hard for us,
yeah,
to follow basketball. That's what it really is. Because there's a lot on. There's a lot of basketball on.
Yeah.
There's so many games on. It's hard for us, especially me in particular, when I work 5 nights a week on overnight, and all the basketball games are on at night.
Yeah. So it's kind of hard for us to really talk sports at this particular juncture. So we might change the format of the sports episode. We'll still give you some highlights here and there, talk about what we can. But I think the sports episode is going to be mainly focused on what, wrestling?
I don't know if they want to hear wrestling.
Or we might just scrap the sports episode entirely until football season rolls back around. And we might just give you two episodes or something different.
We can't do that because... You do have shit coming up. You got... Yeah. We'll discuss it amongst us.
We're brainstorming.
You know.
But y'all let us know what y'all think, too.
Because you got March Madness coming up. Yeah. So it's hard to scrap sports. Right. Then you got the NFL draft and free agency and all that. Yeah.
So we'll figure it out, man. Yeah. They may be shorter episodes.
I would like for y'all to tell us what you want, but I know you won't because you never do.
Yeah.
I ask and, you know, nobody says nothing.
It is what it is, man. For the people that are listening and who do participate, we appreciate you. Facebook group?
Yeah. Hit that Facebook group up. Hit us up on Twitter. Maybe one day I'll give you my personal Twitter account so I can get more than 30 followers.
Yeah. I got like 200 followers on that
shit. Yeah, but see, you've been on longer than me.
Yeah, I got like 200 followers on that shit and don't even...
I had thousands of on... I went through like 4 Twitter accounts.
Yeah.
I get tired of it and I delete it and then I just start it back over. That's what happens with me. So. All right.
As always, man, we appreciate you guys. This has been the Two Cents and Nonsense podcast. That's been my homeboy, Matt.
Yeah.
I've been Antoine Y. Slicker, and we out.
We out.